Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze dripping on by, you know how I feel. It's a new day, and I'm feeling.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows. I am so excited to be on the line with you today. I hope you are excited as well. I am so excited to bring this show to you today. I cannot tell you. I cannot wait to just share all the goodies about this show today. But before we get to the show, I just want to say that Transformation Begins With You is brought to you by Harvest Girls International. Now, Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls with the power to dream ages 9 through 17. I am excited today to be with you. I just want to get my announcements out of the way first, so that we can go right into the show. I want to just say on Thursday, next Thursday, the 21st of July, Harvest Girls International is presenting and hosting the Professional Black Woman Tour, Maximizing You. I just want to give a shout out to Deborah Harnett, who is on a 30-plus city tour, and she has chosen to come to Indianapolis, and Harvest Girls is sponsoring that. We will be down at the JW Marriott on next Thursday. If you want more details on that event, you have to RSVP to attend. And the website, we do have a new website domain now, www.harvestgirls.com. www.harvestgirls.com. If you go to our new website domain, you will see that we have polished up the website. It's a new look. And if you click on upcoming events, you will see the Professional Black Woman Tour, Maximizing You, and you can click on that and register. You have to RSVP. There's still time left. Also, Harvest Girls International is now on Twitter. Yes, yes, can you believe that? You can now get us on Twitter at HGI_IN. And also, we have a new phone number where you can reach us. We are now 317-891-HGI2. Yes, we're doing this thing big. We're doing it big. We're trying to get ourselves acclimated to this the new wave that's going around with the technology, and so we're jumping on board. So we're just excited that you're here tonight. I want to give a shout-out before I get started to the WOW Atlanta chapter. Harvest Girls International is now in Atlanta, yes, the WOW chapter, Women of Worth, WOW Atlanta. I want to give a shout-out to the Regional Vice President of Harvest Girls International and the Executive Director of our WOW chapter, Miss Helen Chambers. Helen Chambers, I'm excited that she's doing great things. So if you're in the Atlanta area, please just stop by our website, www.harvestgirls.com, click on the Atlanta chapter and find out what's going on there. Helen is doing some great things there. Well, ladies, I'm excited. I do 15-minute segments. I don't want to hold you up all day. So I have lots and lots of stuff to give you today, and I just want to get started because I want to talk to you today about something that is very, very dear to my heart. And the name of the subject today is the lies women believe, the lies that women believe. I think this is very important. I think this is something that we really, really, really have to address. As women, I was reading a book that piqued my interest. It's called Lies Women Believe and the Truth That Sets Them Free. And this book is by Nancy Lee DeMoss, and it is an awesome book. So if you're a book person, you like to read, and you like to have a book club, this is a perfect book to do that with. Want to get started? This book is just so full of information and so full and so rich that I cannot give it all to you today in 15 minutes. But I chose a few tidbits to pull out of the book to give to you. Ladies, this is just part of my testimony because I believed in my life several lies that were told to me, lies that were told to me as a child, just with my playmates playing on the playground. You're ugly. You think you're cute. You're fat. I mean, just all those things that I allowed to manifest in my mind over the years. And so all the years growing up, I always had a complex about how I looked, and it was never, ever good enough. And I couldn't understand where it came from. But as I started to search myself, I started to pray. I started to ask God to reveal to me what it was that I needed to dissect out of my spirit, out of my mind, so that I could live in freedom. And a lot of it was just believing the things that people spoke to me and not realizing that the people that were speaking those untruths to me had issues of their own. And the problem is that our view of ourselves and our sense of worth are often determined by the input and opinions of others. And sometimes that input from other people is accurate and helpful, but not always. And if for some reason the person we are listening to is looking through a defective lens, his or her vision will be distorted. And some of us have lived all of our lives in an emotional prison because we have accepted what a false, broken mirror said to us about ourselves. Some people that are speaking to you today are speaking through broken lives themselves. Their own life is broken, and they're speaking out of their own pain to you through the pain that they have. And so that's why I always say to women, you have the final say about you. Only you can say about you what is good, what is wonderful, what is perfect, what is lovely. The Word of God says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And what we have to know is we have to be willing to believe the truth. We have to make the truth about us personal. We have to, first of all, agree with God about the truth about us. According to James 1:21-25, it is not enough for us to hear the truth, that we must obey the truth and allow the truth to become part of the way we think and live. And so sometimes that truth has to be imparted only by the Holy Spirit. So we have to agree with God what he says about us, and then we have to not believe what others are saying, but know that we have the final word about what we say about ourselves. Now, sometimes our final word about ourselves is not very good, and so that's why we have to think on these things, whatsoever pure, whatsoever lovely, whatsoever of good report. We have to think on those things. We have to accept responsibility. How has believing those lies manifested itself in the way you live your life? There's an accountability that you have allowed those lies to manifest. We believe those lies, and we allow them to manifest, and we think on them day and night about what came out of somebody else's mouth about us, even though we may not believe that truth. We have to affirm the truth once we know the truth, and we have to read out loud each and every day the truth of God, or the truth through affirmations. We have to remember that we have the final say. It's what comes out of our mouth that we speak to ourself is our truth. And I just wanted you to get a little bit of that today, because I know that there's so many hurting women out there today. And I want to talk about four lies that I believe that we are tied, that we are believing today, that tie us and weigh us down. Because what we have to also realize is that lies keep our hope hostage, our freedom fractured, and our dreams devastatedly diverted. And if we do not speak the truth or know the truth, then we will stay in the bondage of the lies that we believe, and that has not only been told to us, that we believe of ourselves, but that have been told to us. So number one is the lie that I hear most often is, I'm not worth anything. And according to statistics, 42% of women believe that in the nation that they're not worth anything. And that is a powerful lie. That is a powerful lie that is being used all across the world. I'm not worth anything. Who told you that? Was it that person that violated you when you were a child? Was it that person that spoke something out of their mouth, a parent that put you down, told you you'd never be anything? Who told you that? Whoever told you you were worth nothing or made you feel like you were worth nothing told you a lie. Everybody on this earth has purpose and has a destiny. And God has designed you to do that one thing that he has put before you. But the lies come in and they distort it and they devastate it and they delay it and divert it. But God is so merciful. He can correct and redirect you and put you on the right path. You have the final say about you. You are worth something. The second one, I need to learn to love myself. That is the prescription that we get at the doctor's office, the psychiatrist, the therapist. The first thing they'll say, you just need to learn to love yourself. That's the universal prescription. You need to learn to love yourself. And what we don't realize is you're telling us that, but nobody is showing us how we do that. How do you bounce back from feeling like filthy rags? How do you bounce back when somebody has beat you down into the ground that you have to reach up to touch a snake's belly? How do you bounce back from that and then someone says to you, you need to love yourself? Low self-esteem is a common diagnosis that doctors use today. Low self-esteem. And the first thing they do is prescribe medication for that. Not that there's anything wrong with medication, but until your thinking changes, and you stop thinking the negativity that, you know, you need to learn to love yourself and you don't know how and you're not worthy of love, loving yourself. Loving yourself is loving the truth of what God has said about you. When you love the word and start to love the truth, when you start to pray the word, read the word, when you start to put affirmations around you, people around you that start to speak life into you, there are life speakers God has put in this earth that will speak life into you, that will bring you back to life. You have to be able to be responsible for your truths. And that is the thing that I had to learn to do. And then the other one is, can't help the way that I am. I can't help the way I am. This is the way God made me. This lie puts people in a lifelong bondage. God can change anything and turn anything around. I can't help the way I am. Yes, you can. You can help if you're mean. You can help if you're evil. You can help if you feel like you want to be lazy or if you don't want to do anything about your weight. You can help that. But you have to make up your mind that you want to see change comes by choice and not by chance. You can't just roll the dice and say one day this will all change. You have to choose change, choose life. And then the last one is physical beauty matters more than inner beauty. That is truly a lie, because the beauty on the inside can never compare with what's on the outside. Beauty's only skin deep is what they used to say. Temptations sang that song. And beauty is on the inside, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and God beholds us all as beautiful. Ladies, I'm sorry, but my time is up. I have to go. But I just want to say I will be back next week with part two. Remember, the lies that women believe, that's what they are. They are only lies, and there is truth that will set you free. God bless you. Love you. See you later. Bye-bye.